Episode 1605, The Secret to Achieving Your Dreams and Goals.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope that you are ready and preparing your heart to find the secret to achieving your dreams and goals. It's Mindset Monday. We're diving in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's so challenging to get up on Mondays. There are times that I'm like, seriously? And I have it pretty good. I don't drive into work. I don't have to worry about traffic jams now. I do have to get my children off to school when we're in school. I have to get my husband out the door. So there is some normalcy to what a lot of people in this world experience. But for me personally, not so much. However, one thing every single one of us have in common are dreams, our goals. Are you wanting to know the secret to achieving your dreams and goals? Alexander Graham Bell says this, "Concentrate all your thoughts upon the work at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus." Most of what we see is sporadic. Therefore, our daily dealings become a conglomerate of activities where it's merely about putting out fires and moving to the next fire. It's one thing after another, and we feel what? Out of control. We feel overwhelmed. This is the life that we live. And if we're not distracted by all the fires we're putting out, we're distracted by all of our technology, everybody needing us all the time. Whatever gets your attention the fastest wins the race. That's where you put your energy and effort. But what is really being accomplished? Most of the time, the accomplishments you desire falls on deaf ears. Instead, you are swamped with the expansion of someone else's dreams and not that of your own. Your greatness can only be attained when you focus and are fully present. Running around with your head cut off, I do that sometimes way too often. It encourages a lack of focus. Going round and round in a day gets you nowhere. Have you ever been to Europe? You know, they have those roundabouts and you can literally get into the lane and you just keep going in circles because traffic is so crazy there. And it's crazy, number one, because if you're from the US and you're driving in Europe, most of the time they're driving on the opposite side of the road. So you're thinking, wait, am I driving on the right side or the wrong side? Which side am I on? That's how we're living our lives. We're in a roundabout all the time. It's enough to drive all of us crazy. However, honing in on specifically what you want and where you're headed opens up infinite possibilities to achieving your goals and dreams. You got to be present. Yet what happens? Yep, those distractions, you get caught in that lane. You just keep going round and round and round. Distractions interfere regularly. Daily life has so many speed bumps and potholes that slow you down and redirect your focus. There's lane changes, and it just becomes what? One big mess. If you want to make a dent in your goals and reach your dreams, you need to learn how to focus, just as the sun's rays will not burn until brought into focus. So it's time to narrow your focus and expand your reach. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Narrow your focus and expand your reach. I get it. It sounds a little bit like a paradox. When researched, it's well-founded, right? It's that paradox like, no, it's the opposites that attract. Yeah, narrow your focus, yet expand your reach. If you go through your day with not a care in the world, you are only going to be good at what you currently do. Think about that for a moment. I have to wrap my head around it too. Because why? We're literally living out of habits. And if you are not present, if you're not making conscious decisions, what's happening? Your subconscious is making those decisions. And those are the habits that you have already ingrained within yourself, which means what? You're not thinking about it. Which means what? You're not focused. Do you see the problem here? Narrow your focus and expand your reach. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again because what? You're going to keep getting the same results. You're going to end up in that roundabout. And roundabouts are great if you're visiting a country and you're just enjoying the atmosphere. But man, when you get caught up in a roundabout in life, you're headed nowhere. You're lost. You're confused. You're overwhelmed. You're distracted. Pretty soon, what? An accident is about to happen. There's going to be no room for growth. Achieving your dreams and goals require you to what? Grow. That means we have to step out of our comfort zone. Because if we have already reached a dream or goal, we already know how to get there. We already know how to do it. But a dream or goal, if we reach it, what happens? We usually set another one. So it becomes null and void. So if you're reaching for your dreams, wanting to achieve them, trying to get to those goals, saying, I can do this so I can reach my goal, whatever it is in your business, in your family affairs, in your spiritual life, in your financial life, in your health and wellness, you have those goals. You have those dreams for yourself. And in order to reach them, it requires you to grow. It requires you to go above and beyond what you see to be true in your daily life now. So instead of playing the sporadic game of wonderness, simply meandering about, getting caught in the roundabout, narrow your focus. So number one, you got to know the goal of what you desire. This is your location, right? Know the goal. What is it that you're after? If you're sitting there going, I want to do this, but then you're like, well, what is the this? What is that in, you know, quotations, this? You got to know what it is. Do you think an Olympic athlete says, yeah, I think I want to be Olympian, and that's it? They don't specify in what sport. Track is a pretty big category. There's lots of subcategories underneath it. So if someone says, I want to be an Olympian and I want to be a track Olympian, great. Do you know how many subcategories there are? You got to know the goal of what you desire. I want to be an athlete for the 100 meters. Oh, wait, not just an athlete, an Olympian athlete for the 100 meters. I want to be in the top three of the world. Okay, now you got a location. Now you know what you're after. So know the goal of what you desire. Number two, set the direction of your GPS. This is your goal positioning system. This determines what the direction that you're headed. Set the direction. If you're like, okay, I'm going to be an Olympian and I want to be a track athlete, but it's in the 100 meters, what do you think you're going to practice on? I'm sure running is going to be involved. It's not going to be taking a stick and pole vaulting over something high and landing on a mat. There is a difference, right? So you have a direction as to what, where to start. Incredible. And finally, number three, take aim. Action ignites motivation. You can talk all you want. You can say, I want to be an Olympian. I want to be a track athlete. I want to run in the 100 meters. But if that's all you say and you don't what, take aim, do you think you're really going to get there? No. So you got to take action. And that action is going to ignite motivation. This is where one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. This is your race to run. Establish that one step daily. Bruce Lee said this, the successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus. Do you have laser-like focus when it comes to your dreams? Do you have laser-like focus for your goal today? Maybe your goal today is the laundry. Now, I know you're probably snickering at me already, but seriously, if you have as many children as I do, the laundry is sometimes a dream. And you're like, if I could just see the counter in my laundry room, it would be awesome. That's a huge accomplishment. You can do it, but you have to have that laser-like focus. And you can be that successful warrior. You just don't have to be that average person who's just trying to, yeah, get the laundry done. Oh no, you're honing in, you're ready for battle, and you're going to get those clothes put away. There's not going to be a pile left in sight. Already I'm feeling good. Aren't you feeling good? Wouldn't it make you feel really good to come in knowing that your laundry room's clean? Yes. The secret to achieving your dreams and goals is becoming the successful warrior with laser-like focus. You're going into battle to reach those dreams. Now, is it worth it? You better believe it. That laundry room is so worth it. Your business dream is so worth it. You going back to school and getting that certification that you so desire, it is so worth it. Your dreams and goals are worth every effort, but you get to determine whether or not you really want it. So what is your dream today? This past weekend, I don't know what was in the air. All I can tell you is that I could not sleep. Saturday into Sunday, there was something about it. I saw the clock after 4:30 in the morning on Sunday. And I had stayed up through Saturday. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And I'm one, yes, I know Oprah says no TV in the bedroom. Call me out on it. I have a TV in the bedroom. So I would have the TV on for a while just because my brain, otherwise, if it's too quiet, it just goes, I mean, it just runs like too fast. I can't slow it down. And I'm thinking about everything. But even in the wee hours, 2:15, 2:30, 3 o'clock, I couldn't sleep. I'm like, okay, let's turn it all off. So I turned it all off and I tried to shut down. No, 2 hours later, I'm still awake looking at the clock. Counting sheep, not working. But you see, I was so bent on trying to fall asleep that that became my laser focus. Therefore, I still stayed awake because I couldn't figure out why was I awake. It was like I flip-flopped. Are you wearing flip-flops for your dreams? Are you focused so much on why you can't go after your dreams that you're leaving out what you need to be focusing on? Is that where you are today? I know for me, it's easy to do. Those distractions. Life, husbands, children, phone calls, text, direct messages, more phone calls, planning a wedding, summertime. Okay, excuse after excuse, laundry, dishes, vacuuming, dusting. We could go on and on and on. I have nothing to wear as I look in my closet. All of it messes with our mind and is what? Ultimately a distraction from our dreams and our goals. You got to narrow your focus and expand your reach. You want to live, love, and impact. You got to focus. And that's hard when you're spread so thin. I get it. But at some point, you've got to say enough is enough. Are you to that point in your life? Are you saying, I'm done living in this body the way I am? I've been saying I want to lose 20 pounds, but one Monday passes, the next Monday comes, and I'm still making up another excuse. I say I want to start this business, and I get started. Oh, I got the .com, but man, I haven't put any time into it. No efforts. I've got this incredible product, but I'm not doing anything to get it out there. I want to be a writer, but I'm not writing. What is your dream? You can achieve it, but you got to narrow your focus. Are you ready to do that today? I believe in you. And I know how challenging it is. There are days that I think my distractions quadruple, and I have enough of them that I don't need any quadrupling effects in my life. I need it to like have a negative quadrupling if that ever could be such a thing. Can I reverse the effect of distractions so I can become even more laser focused? If you are one who's saying, I got to do something. I got to do something in my personal life, my professional life, my spiritual life, my finances. I'm not really being the best mom that I know I need to be, but I need some accountability. I need some direction. I need someone to help me with my GPS, that goal positioning system. If that's you, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a gift for you. It's a free coaching call. Some people have never experienced coaching. They have no idea what it is, what it's like, the power of coaching. I want to give you that opportunity. Today, make it your opportunity to become laser focused on what you need in your life. Click on the link and that will begin our conversation. A lot of people will write things like the secret and it's da 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 da. You fill in the blanks. I wasn't sure really what I wanted to call this because the secret, honestly, is you. The secret to you achieving your dreams is you. There's no way I can live out your dream for you. Why? Because that would become my dream. And if it's my dream, then it's not your dream. And it wouldn't look the same. No one can live out and fulfill your dream but you. So today, you have to make the decision that you're going to achieve your dreams and goals, that you are ready to become that successful warrior and not just the average person sitting on the sidelines, but the one that says, I am ready to go into battle because one step at a time leads to my miles of greatness. Are you ready to take that one step? It's time to create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a fabulous, focused week. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.